While out looking for Dunleavy supporters outside Wrangell's post office, Steve Murphy's red Trump 2020 hat caught my eye.
We need to cut spending because we either do it voluntarily or we do it like Venezuela. Take a look at it. They're starving. People are leaving the country. Chaos, crime, too much socialism. If you can't pay for it, don't do it.
Hospital employee Lane Fitzgerald also voted for the Republican governor. But now he's apprehensive about deep cuts to Medicaid spending in the name of a $3,000 permanent fund dividend check.
What's necessary is necessary. I mean, sure, we're going to have to adapt. Is it, you know, extreme? Yeah, I think it's, where the state's in debt. Is it worth a big fat dividend? Probably not. At least not to me.
Bill Privet knows something about government and politics. He's an ex-mayor and a former chairman of the local Republican Party.
If you were running your life the way the government is running its life, You would be cut off by every store downtown. I mean, how many universities do we need? Do we have to have a big university section in every large community in Southeast Alaska and the rest of the state? Or can we... You know, we'd be cheaper and better off probably as a community or as a state to buy everybody a computer and do classes online. And it's forcing the question, and we've got to look at it. You know, do people want a PFD? Do they not want a PFD? Do we want to have a state income tax or do we want to reduce government?
Yeah, so what do you want? Do you want the income tax, the PFD, reduce government?
I want them all.
There's a lot that's still uncertain about the state's fiscal future, but there's one thing Alaskans of all stripes do agree on. We probably cannot have it all. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.